Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
started when I was just a teenager. A wonderful discovery. I remember that moment when heaven came rushing in. Heaven came rushing in. 40 years later, I'm still going strong. Running after Jesus, singing my song. Cause I'm still hungry after all these years.
Father God, I thank you for another opportunity, God, to be a blessing unto your people, God, to bring glory to your name, God. I thank you for all everybody, God, that you gathered here on tonight, God, to hear this word, God. I believe that if they're gathered here tonight, God, then these are the ones, these are the remnant that you want to hear this word on tonight, God. And I thank you for each and every one of them, God. Bless them mightily, Lord God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Whatever's missing in their lives right now, God, that they need, God. Whatever's missing in their homes right now, God, that they need. I ask that you provide, God, that you make a way, that you do it for them on this night, God, that you let the process begin tonight, God, for them, just for their obedience, for showing up, for being a part of Political Fire on tonight. I thank you in advance for it, in the name of Jesus. Now, give me the strength to do what you call me to do so that your name may get the glory tonight. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Prolific Fire, everybody. I am your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you. Let's get right into it for tonight. The foundational text comes from one of my favorite books of the Bible, Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. That's Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 9, from the NIV. When word came to Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, that Arab and the rest of our enemies, that I had rebuilt the wall, and not a gap was left in it, though up until that time I had not set the doors and the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent me this message. Come, let us meet together in one of the villages of the plain of Ono. But they were scheming to harm me. So I sent messages to them with this reply. I'm carrying on a great project and cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you? 4 times they sent me the same message, and each time I gave them the same answer. Then the 5th time, Sanballat sent his aide to me with the same message, and in his hand was an unsealed letter in which was written, it is reported among the nations, and Geshem says it is true, that you and the Jews are plotting to revolt. And therefore you are building the wall. Moreover, according to these reports, you are about to become their king, and have even appointed prophets to make this proclamation about you in Jerusalem. There is a king in Judah. Now this report will get back to the king. So come, let us meet together. I sent him this reply. Nothing like what you're saying is happening. You are just making this up out of your head. They were all trying to frighten us, thinking their hands would get too weak for the work and it would not be completed. But I prayed, not strengthened my hands. Again, that's Nehemiah 6, verses 1 through 9, NIV. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James 5, verse 16, King James Version. But in my spirit, I keep hearing prayer unveiled much. The word of God says effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But in my spirit, I keep hearing prayer unveils much. Hidden things get unveiled, get unmasked when you pray. Hidden things get unveiled, unmasked when you pray. God doesn't let anything slip up on or slip by those of us that pray. Prayer warriors can go to war in the spirit and do it accurately based on what has been unveiled to them in prayer. Prayer warriors, God doesn't let anything slip up on us or slip by us. And we can go to war in the spirit and do it accurately based on what has been unveiled to us in prayer. Prayer warriors can boldly talk back to the enemy, talk back to the enemies that are trying to come against them. After all, if God is for us, who can be against us? Somebody need to say it with me and say it with an attitude. After all, if God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8 and 31, New King James Version. That's a good question. Who can be against us? In tonight's foundational text, Nehemiah's enemies would learn the hard way not to try him. In tonight's foundational text, Nehemiah's enemies would learn the hard way not to try him. Don't you just hate it when the enemy shows up on your job? Don't you just hate it when the enemy shows up on your job? You can't even work in peace. Here comes the enemy on your job. I know some of you can really relate to Nehemiah when I said that. You can really relate to Nehemiah on tonight. His enemy showed up on his job while he was busy working, putting the finishing touches on the rebuilding of the wall. His enemy showed up right while he was working, doing something for the Lord. His enemy showed up on the job while he was busy putting the finishing touches on the rebuilding of the wall. His enemy showed up and tried to get him to come down. They tried to get him to come down to take some time off. But because Nehemiah was a prayer warrior, much had already been unveiled to him in prayer. Because he was a prayer warrior, much had already been revealed to him in prayer. It's called the power of discernment. Just in case you're somebody new and you're new in the Lord, you don't know. That's called the power of discernment. So he knew not to come down. He knew not to come down. He knew not to take some time off of work to entertain the enemy's foolishness, because that's what it was, foolishness. And he knew not to come down. He knew not to take some time off work to entertain the enemy's foolishness. Somebody under the sound of my voice, don't you dare stop doing what God called you to do just because of some foolishness. Don't you dare stop doing what God has called you to do just because of some foolishness. I don't care how many people around you are involved in the foolishness. You don't have to have no part of it. Don't you dare stop doing what God called you to do just because of some foolishness. Remember this. While your enemies are on the ground talking, God has already mounted you up on the wings of an eagle. God has mounted you up like on the wings of an eagle. And as long as you stay doing the work and don't come down because of some foolishness, you will be strengthened. While your enemies are on the ground talking, God is already, he has mounted you up like on the wings of an eagle. And as long as you stay doing the work, as long as you stay obedient to God, as long as you stay doing the work that he called you to do and don't come down because of some foolishness, you will be strengthened. Somebody receive it. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40 and 31, New King James Version. Beloved, the work God has called you to is not for the faint of heart. The work that God has called you to is not for the faint of heart. And the enemy knows this. He knows exactly what God has called you to do. You may not know, but he knows. That's why he's doing everything he can do to block you. Every attempt you try to make to get to your calling, he blocks you. But I want you to keep going in spite of. The word God has called you to is not for the faint of heart. And the enemy knows this. That's why you don't have time to be entertaining foolishness. Beloved, it's just a distraction to get you away from what you feel led to, what you feel like you've been called to. If you feel led to it, if you feel like you've been called to it, then that's it. Get going, keep going, and do what God has called you to do. Nehemiah didn't have time to entertain the foolishness of those coming against him. Nehemiah didn't have time to entertain the foolishness of those coming against him, and neither do you. It was foolishness because they had no real interest in meeting with him. They didn't want to meet with him. That was not what that was about. They did not want to meet with him. Just like certain people never had a real interest in giving you a chance. Just like certain people never had a real interest in giving you a chance. That was not what that was about. God had already shown Nehemiah. God had already shown Nehemiah they was just trying to run a scam on him. They were scamming to harm him. They were scamming, they were scheming to harm him. Where are the scammers in your life? Where are the schemers in your life? Do you recognize when you are being schemed, tricked, scammed, lied on? Do you recognize it? The power of discernment. The power of discernment. Tonight's message. You see, I just believe that if you tune in tonight, you are a prayer warrior. And this message is going to give you much confirmation because you are a prayer warrior. I believe that if you tune in on tonight, you are a prayer warrior and that God has indeed been unveiling some things to you in prayer. As a matter of fact, some of you know exactly what your enemies are up to. Some of you, you know exactly what your enemies are up to. But yet, you smile and say nothing. That's the power of discernment. You see, that's the power of discernment. When you can know, but don't have to let them know that you know. You know, but you don't have to let them know that you know. You see, knowing is what's giving you the peace of mind. Somebody, you see, the fact that you already know what they're up to, and you know the Bible says no weapon formed against you is going to prosper, Isaiah 54:17, you already know that. Therefore, you got peace in knowing. You got peace of mind in knowing. That's a peace that you need to continue on in spite of, no matter what. You can keep going because you already know. You already know the outcome. The Lord said no weapon. No weapon formed against you was going to prosper. So just the simple fact that you know that and you already know what they're trying to do, what they're up to, why let it bother you? God says go in peace and continue on with the work that he called you to do. Nehemiah knew what his enemies were up to. He knew what his enemies were up to. Before he showed up to do the work, he already knew. But he said nothing. Until he was confronted. But he said nothing about it until he was confronted. When his enemies kept coming for him, sending message after message after message. Read it. It's right there in the text, tonight's foundation of the text. Read it again for yourself. They kept sending message after message after message. Tonight's foundational text lets us know. Four times, they sent Nehemiah the same message four times, and each time he gave them the same answer. I like that. Nehemiah 6:4, NIV. If you really, really knew me, you would know I like Nehemiah anyway. But I really, really like that scripture, Nehemiah 6:4. Four times, they sent Nehemiah the same message, and each time he gave them the same reply. The enemy's trying to wear you out mentally. by sending you the same message. Somebody, the enemy's trying to wear you out mentally by sending you the same message over and over and over like you can't comprehend. You keep getting the same message from them over and over and over. He wants you to slip up and say something that you shouldn't. But like Nehemiah, keep replying back to them with the same answer. Wear the enemy down by giving him the same answer over and over again. Don't change. Don't switch up. If you know what you're saying is the truth, give him that same answer over and over and over. Stand firm on the truth. Stand firm on the truth. Don't let nothing or nobody break your focus. Don't let nothing or nobody break your focus. You have come too far by the grace of God. Hear me, you have come too far. Seen many battles, done many things to get to where you are, but you're there. You're there now by the grace of God. You've come too far by the grace of God. You can't break down, come down, or be stopped. The work is too important. But before you break down, to protect your mental health, if you feel like you're about to break down, to protect your mental health, if you need to, go ahead and tell them some, hear me, tell them some, not all, don't tell them all, don't tell them everything. If you need to, just for your mental health, if you need to keep from breaking down, tell them some, not all, but some of what was unveiled to you in prayer. Tell them some of what was unveiled to you in prayer. But I need you to pray and ask God how much to say before you say it. Don't just start talking. Pray and ask God how much to say before you say it. Never tell your enemies everything. You never tell your enemies everything. It may be true what you're telling them. God unveiled that to you in prayer for a reason. But he did not intend for you to tell them everything. Never tell your enemies everything that has been unveiled to you in prayer. You see, a real prayer warrior is their enemy's worst nightmare. You are your enemy's worst nightmare. When you show them that you know, but they don't really know how much you know, you are your enemy's worst nightmare. So Nehemiah let them know that he knew. He sent them this message. He sent them this reply. Nothing like what you're saying is happening. You're just making it up out of your head. I love that response. Nothing like what you're saying is happening. You're just making it up out of your head. Nehemiah 6 and 8 from the NIV. When your enemies see that you can't be stopped, when they see that they can't get to you with the truth, then they start making up stuff. When they see that you can't be stopped, that you're going to continue on in spite of, when they see that they can't even get to you with the truth, then they start making up stuff. They do it to frighten you, to stop you from completing the work, to stop you from completing your God-given assignment. Somebody, you're under attack right now, but I want you to keep going. They're just doing what they're doing to try to frighten you and try to get you to stop. Try to get you to quit. But that all will let you know that everything you're doing right now in this season is what God called you to do. Otherwise, the enemy wouldn't be trying to attack you so hard. He wouldn't be bothered with you if you weren't on to something. You're on to something. You're on to what God called you to do. And I want you to keep doing it. So they do it to frighten you, to stop you from completing the work, completing your God-given assignment. But what did Nehemiah do? He prayed. The last verse of tonight's foundational text says he prayed. I told you Nehemiah was a prayer warrior. But I prayed, not strengthened my hands. That was Nehemiah's response to all of that. He said, but I prayed, not strengthened my hands. And guess what? The Lord did just that because he finished the assignment. That's Nehemiah 6 and 9 from the NIV. Father God, strengthen the hands of those you have called to work, called to do the work. Block the hand and the plan of every enemy they have encountered over the years. Block the hand and the plan of every enemy they have encountered over the years. Because the enemies somebody is dealing with, that stuff didn't just start overnight. The attack didn't just start overnight. This has been going on for years for somebody. And I ask you tonight, Father, to break the connection, break the hold that this one enemy has on your servant mentally. Deliver them, reassure them, give them your peace of mind. In Jesus' name, amen. This concludes tonight's message. Pray that you were blessed by something that the Lord had to say. And if you're on the sound of my voice and you're not saved, this next part is for you. If you're not saved, but you know that you desire to be, receive this prayer that I'm going to pray over you. Father God, save the unsaved. Cause them to confess that they are sinners and renounce their old sinful ways. Help them to drop their pride and admit their need for a Savior and that their Savior is Jesus, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Romans 10, 9 through 10. If you need further prayer about anything, you can always send in your prayer request via PolyphicFire.com. Send in your prayer request via PolyphicFire.com. If you go to the website, there's a spot on there where you can send in your prayer request. Just type in your prayer request, and I think it asks for your name and your email address, and then you put in your prayer request and click submit, and it will come directly to me, and I will get back to you as soon as possible via email. That's how you do it when you go to PolyphicFire.com. If you feel led to sow tonight, thank you for those of you that have been sowing. May the Lord bless it back to you 36-100-fold, according to your faith be it unto you. But if you feel led to sow tonight, you can do so by going to the website that I just called out, PolyphicFire.com, or you can access the PayPal by going to paypal.me/PolyphicFire. That's paypal.me/PolyphicFire, or use the Cash App. It's a dollar symbol and the ministry's name, Prolific Fire. The P in Prolific is capital, F in Fire is capital, written all together with a dollar symbol in front. Join me. It's my turn to sit in for Providence Payne and lead you in prayer. So join me this Friday night on Faith on the Line. I will be leading you in prayer, as I said, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, by calling the same number that many of you called tonight, 347-426-3782, 347-426-3782. The information will be up on my social media all this week. So make sure you join us this Friday night for Faith on the Line. Now I have a little announcement. Don't get discouraged. I want you to go back and listen to some old messages of Prolific Fire. Maybe some messages you haven't listened to yet. Go back and do that, because there will be no Prolific Fire for the next 2 Mondays. The next 2 Mondays, I'm taking a little break. Just a little one. There will be no Prolific Fire for the next 2 Monday nights. Prolific Fire returns strong with another word from the Lord on June the 5th. Go back and listen to some old messages, because one thing you can be sure of, the word of God never gets old, and it never becomes irrelevant. So you won't miss me. You won't miss Prolific Fire. Just go back and listen to an older message, or maybe a message you just heard that you enjoyed, and go back and listen to that again. And before you know it, I will be back on June the 5th with another word from the Lord. And be sure to be here for Faith on the Line Friday night. The Lord is leading me to pray a specific way. I'm not going to even tell you what it is. You'll find out later. To God be the glory. Everybody have an awesome night in the Lord. I'm out.